when you start to think about this stuff and you read the scripture, it starts to take on new meaning. It takes on new perspective. Wow. So here's what I want to do. Whew. Our teams that were trained, that came to the training, gave 9 hours over the last 2 days to come and be equipped and activated. And it's amazing because even when you're training and you're practicing, people are still healed because he's still the same whether you're practicing or you're not. Right? He is the constant in the universe. He is the same. Right? So before we open up the prayer lines, I believe the Lord wants to do some emotional healing. I was in prayer this morning, and I heard the Lord say, "Joel, I want to heal their soul." And I think that's a word for individuals, but I also think it's a corporate word. I mean, I can feel it inside me. We all need him. And I promise you this, the more you find him, the more desperate you'll become for him. And the more you'll realize how much you need him in each moment to live in this beautiful life that we've been given because of who he is and what he's already done. There's so much more. There's so much more. And I think life comes and we are disappointed. We're hurt by people. People say things about us that aren't true because they misunderstand what's happening. And right now, I think there's people in here that have had things spoken to them and spoken over them that have affected your heart, some of you for many years, some of you just recently. But God wants to heal that. He wants to heal that. He wants to take that. Some people are already receiving it. You know, if you study the Bible, there's three main manifestations when God became present. The most common is tears. The second is trembling and shaking. And the third is joy and laughter. And there's others. But just listen. Listen to what he's saying. He's in the room. He's in the room. Just put your hands out like this with me. Just find his face. I'm going to read this scripture. 2 Corinthians 4:5-6. It says, "We do not preach ourselves, but rather the lordship of Jesus Christ, for we are servants for Jesus' sake. For God said, 'Let brilliant light shine out of darkness,' is the one who has cascaded his light into us, the brilliant dawning light of the glorious knowledge of God as we gaze into the face of Jesus Christ." God created your emotions. He created your imagination. He created your body, your spirit. And Jesus paid the ultimate price for you to be whole, for me to be whole. So Holy Spirit, come, wash over our hearts. We need you, Lord. I just speak shalom over every heart over everyone's emotions. If it was you that have had things said to you that have affected your life and hurt you deeply over the years or present, just raise your hand. There's something about lifting your hand up. And just receive healing. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here. Every word that was spoken over anyone here that's not of you, I cast it down. I cast down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Jesus. And I speak life, healing, and wholeness. And I just declare over you that you are the children of God. That you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That today he gives you beauty for ashes. And I just see depression being destroyed in Jesus' name. And I just hear the Lord saying that some of you have been carrying this heavy burden, this heavy weight. And the Lord wants me to know that it doesn't belong to you. It's not who you are. So I rebuke, if you struggle with depression, raise your hand, please. I rebuke depression in Jesus' name. I rebuke depression in Jesus' name, and I declare that you will have life and life more abundantly. You have no place here. We speak hope. Let hope arise. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is rising upon each and every one of you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus, we thank you. So all of us together, let's find his face again. Just feel your heart lift up to his heart. Your heart can connect with the heart of Jesus. Let it beat with God. Let me read this again. In the brilliant dawning light of the glorious knowledge of God, as we gaze into the face of Jesus Christ. The face of Jesus is the doorway to the kingdom. The face of Jesus is the narrow gate. To what? Life. That word, eternal life. It's Zoe life. In the Greek, the word life for eternal life is Zoe. The face of Jesus is the doorway. So we just find you, Lord. Man, I just feel like some of you, he's really working in your heart and there's been healing. Just tears, just emotions just being washed over. For some of you, there may be an impartation. Just the anointing, you might feel heat and burning in your hands. Just receive it. Just let him do it. Jesus. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Jesus, we receive you. We receive you, Jesus. Yeah. We receive you. You know, it's out of this place of communion with him that the power of God flows. First, it's the character, the nature, the love, the joy, the peace, the goodness. How many of you are experiencing peace right now? Raise your hand. Yeah, he's the Prince of Peace. Just trying to teach you a little bit while it's happening. I'm sure there's plenty you guys could teach me, but we're just following the Holy Spirit here. Amen. All right. Jesus. 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 You know, I just feel like there's somebody here that has a testimony from the training that was in the training. Raise your hand if you were healed in the training. Yeah. That's right. I remember you shared the testimony at the training. Would you be willing to share that again very quickly? Yeah. Keep it up, Rex. Thank you. It's ongoing. Praise the Lord.
I was in a really dark place. I've suffered from fibro for many years, so she initially prayed for that. But it was more about my heart, and it was about things that were spoken over me and things that I've walked through for many years. And I've been in a really dry place with the Lord, and I couldn't understand it because usually I have a small dry place, but I can always reach out, and it's just been very disconnected, and I couldn't get there. And he's showing me, last night he actually put his cheek on my cheek, and it was about that intimacy to take me to the next level, that he is my cover, and he is my love, and that I deserve it, and none of that stuff was my fault. So it's an ongoing, beautiful thing. And it's kind of opened up. I actually couldn't even do my study, which is not like me. I can always do it. And when I went home the other night, I was able to go through and just read and just reconnect. So
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, Rex, if we can play that song on the keys, can we do that? Yeah. I just feel like we're supposed to camp out here for a minute in this place of just receiving from the Holy Spirit, even before we call the teams up. You know, there's this thing on the emotions. I feel like God is knocking on our door. He's trying to get us to crack open our hearts so he can come inside. You know, even in the Old Testament, he promised that he would take the heart of stone and replace it with a heart of flesh. Jesus is always a safe place. Yeah. So Holy Spirit, come. Through us. We know you're here. Jesus, walk among us. Yeah. Just bear with me here. Just find him. Feel him. Know him. Breathe in the Spirit of God. Drink. Drink. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are thirsty, and I will give you a drink. Just drink from the wells. It says in the scripture that there's a river whose streams make glad the city of our God. Ezekiel 37, wherever the river goes, there's life, there's healing, there's awakening. We receive you, we receive, we drink. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yeah, just thank him for what he's doing in your own way. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for healing. Thank you for filling us, for waking us up, for helping us remember who we are, for who you are. Thank you for making yourself real. Thank you that heaven is a real place, a real realm that's always there, all around us. Sure, it's going to take on a new shape and a new form in the future, but it's here now. It's always been there. And we're grateful for that. We thank you for the cloud of witnesses that go before us, that intercede on our behalf. We thank you for the host of heaven, for the angelic hosts that are on assignment with us, that are even here now ministering to us. Jesus, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Wow. Whew. Wow. How many of you are feeling like he's doing something inside of you? Like in your heart, in your emotions? Raise your hand for me. I want to see. We want to testify. I mean, I heard a lot of tears. I mean, I can see the light of the glory of God resting upon you guys, resting upon me, just in this room. So here's what we're going to do. First of all, if you have a cancer diagnosis, I want to invite you to come up and sit in one of these chairs. Our teams are going to pray for you. Yeah, you can come right now. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Welcome. Jesus. Yeah. If you've been diagnosed with a chronic illness that the doctors have said is incurable, that's not cancer, I would like you to come and sit in one of these seats. Yeah. Jesus. You know, years ago, I was getting ready to walk away from the church because I was just really hurt by some things that happened. And most of the issue was because I was so immature and responded inappropriately. You know, it says in Peter that when he reviled not in return. And when we're young, and when I was young, it was like things that other people did affected me more than they should. And I responded the wrong way, and I was going to leave the church. And I remember the Lord, like, meeting me in my living room. He sent a friend to me who's a pastor to come to my house from Norwalk to pray for me. No, he sent him for me to pray for him. He came to the door and said, I need you to pray for me. His son was just killed in a tragic accident. And I was thinking I didn't even want to be saved anymore. And we met, and the Spirit of God came into the house that day, and we wept and we cried together and we prayed for one another. And the Lord started taking me to these websites. And it was a lengthy time because the internet moved really slow at that time. But he took me to all this healing websites of these people that do all these things. And I said, God, I do not want to be part of some freak show. Just being real. I was like, if I'm going to do this, people have to be healed. And people are. And it's not because we perform. It's like Peter said in Acts chapter 3, after the gate beautiful, when the people came and were celebrating him, he said, why do you look at me like by some power or godliness I possess, this man stands whole before you? He said, it's only by the name of Jesus, whom you killed. He stands whole before you. It's Jesus. It's who he is. It's in his nature. It's part of the cross. I have made a decision to believe in my life that if you come to, we believe in medicine. We believe in doctors, that God endows doctors with grace and anointing to practice medicine. That was part of our training and teaching. But I have made a choice to believe that everyone that we pray for is going to find complete healing and complete recovery, and that it's God's will for them to be made whole. Even unto death. I'm an ambassador of the King. So are you. It's your choice to believe.